quite sure you've made up your mind. If you really must go, love, just leave me something to remember you by.
Just leave me
something to remember.
You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario. Hamilton's alternative.
Welcome to yet another Halloween episode of the Cuckoo Bananas
Radio.
Boy, have we got some ghoulish songs for you boys and ghouls today.
And stories.
And stories.
But spooky ones.
And stories.
As you can see, we're in a haunted house. You can hear that.
It's really windy outside.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there goes a bat.
That's a bat? I never knew bats sounded like that.
What is that sound? Whatever it is, it sure is pooky.
Pooky.
Oh, let's play some music. I'm getting creeped out.
I don't know what this is.
What are we going to play first, Rowan?
Spider's Web by the Advisory Circle.
Yeah, that's the one we listened to first. That was the song we just played. But what's up next?
Spooks in Space.
By who?
By Perry and Kingsley.
Mm-hmm. From their awesome album, The In Sound From a Way Out.
Oh my God. I didn't know there's a lady here.
He's on
Keep it down back there, lady.
Georgie Spider. Georgie Spider catches flies, but never eats the little guys. Instead, he cooks up insect pies. He doesn't use the legs or eyes or any artificial dyes. They're very good, though small in size. At last year's fair, they won first prize. So if you're hungry, stop on by. Give Georgie's fresh fly pie a try.
Let's take it from the top and grab the same roof. I'll dig you, baby, till you're cool and stiff.
Spooky, spooky, lend me your tomb. Spooky, spooky, crazy.
Just split for the mold shop and I'll meet you inside. We'll have a sundae topped with formaldehyde.
But spooky, spooky, wild.
You've been bugging my plasma ever since you made the scene.
You're the utmost.
You just make my skull stand still with your lips of blue and cheeks of green.
The very utmost. Spooky, spooky, lend me your tomb. Spooky, spooky, nutty.
I've got my jets lighted and my flaps are going to bend. We'll play corpse and robbers. It's a game, that's the end.
Spooky, spooky, lend me your tomb. Spooky, spooky, oh, drag.
If you ever cut out, just take me where you are. Baby, take all of me, but seal up the jaw.
You're a regular Drac the Knife.
What's with this tomb, Cater baby? Why do you want to latch on to my tomb?
I'm setting up a wild gig tonight, and my pad isn't big enough to hold all the cats. Yours is the utter McUtmost.
Well, I'm beamed in on Screamsville, and I'm moving right now, because you're the kind of a chick who swings. Baby, you're the lynchiest.
Oh, we had to leave that haunted house. That was too spooky.
And kooky.
And it was not even scary.
Oh, good. Jake wasn't scared.
And the lady was getting on my nerves.
So who was...
And the lady was not even creeping me out.
Who was singing that last song?
Spooky?
No, it was Dracula. Didn't you recognize him?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you recognize his voice?
Dracula.
Yeah, you got it. You get it.
Dracula.
Okay, but what was the band that was playing that song?
Spike Jones.
Spike Jones, yeah. Spike Jones' band.
Ooh, the George Spider was done by Daniel Pinkwater?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know him?
Yeah. Read a lot of his books.
Yeah. He was one of my favorite authors when I was a little guy. And actually, he has some Halloween-appropriate books, if you're interested. I haven't read this one, but he's got a book called The Vampires of Blinch.
You sure it's appropriate?
Yeah, it's a picture book for kids.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we should take it out from the library.
Yeah, it sounds good.
It sounds blinchy. Yeah, so we heard Daniel Pinkwater reading his poem, Georgie Spider. And next we're going to hear two songs about ghosts.
Ooh.
Ollie, do you believe in ghosts?
No.
No?
I don't believe in ghosts either, but I do have a joke about them.
Oh, a ghost joke. Go for it.
Why can you never trust a ghost?
Why can you never trust a ghost? I don't know.
Because you can always, because you can see right through them. which basically means you can see what they're up to.
Yeah. See.
But they're like hollow and see-through.
If they existed.
Yeah, if they existed.
So next is a great song called Mr. Ghost Goes to Town. And it's one of those a cappella songs where they're just using voices to make the song.
I got a ghost joke.
You got a ghost joke?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is a ghost scared of sitting on a couch?
Why is a ghost scared of sitting on a couch?
Because the couches are in a living room.
Did you make that up?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's good. I'm going to keep that one in my back pocket for the next Halloween party. All right, you ready to hear Mr. Ghost Goes to Town by the Five Jones Boys?
Yeah.
All right.
Who's there? Who's there? Up there on the stairs. Beware, beware. I hear somebody coming. A boy, his toes. Oh, look there. He goes. Why, Mr. Ghost is going to town. He takes his cane, his gloves, and his hat. And like a cat, he hurries down the alley. The moon is bright. And this is the night when Mr. Ghost is going to town. And he can't be late. He's got a date to do a little stepping. He'll shake his bone to hot saxophone. 'Cause Mr. Ghost is going to town. Mm-hmm. He's feeling great, and he can't be late. He's got a date to do a little stepping. He shakes his bones to hot saxophone, 'cause Mr. the Ghost is going to town.
Yeah. I took a trip last night into a land of fright. There were people half dead. Where was I? Unknown, yeah. I had a man, the ruler. He wasn't ugly, he'd pull her. He had witches for wives. He made pets of lies. He is a beast, I'll be his feast. Spooksville unknown, yeah. One big old
herd. A wicked place with an evil curse.
I saw a broom for riding. I saw a coffin for hiding. There was dancing on hot coals. There was laughter when he pulled. Listen, my friends, this is the end. Spooksville unknown, yeah.
An evil curse.
I saw a broom for riding. I saw a coffin for hiding. There was dancing on hot coals. There was laughter when he pulled. Listen, my friend, this is the end. Spooksville unknown, yeah.
So how many songs have we played so far, Jake?
Six.
Okay.
I mean, six.
Ooh, en français. S'il vous plaît. Oh, je dois.
Which translated as in French today, I think.
S'il vous plaît, he said s'il vous plaît.
Yeah.
Oh, in French today, please.
In French today.
Okay, and now, do you know what the next song coming up is, Jake?
TV Monster Show.
Yeah, TV Monster Show by the Munsters. And they're a family of monsters.
I know that.
You know
actually,
that?
Because it's TV Monster Show.
Yeah.
Instead of spelled M-O-N-S-T-E-R, it's spelled M-U-N-S-T-E-R.
Yeah, the Munsters, not the Monsters.
Monsters.
And we have an album Monsters. By the Munsters, so we're going to hear their song called TV Monster Show. And then we're going to hear a band called the Comateens doing a version of the Munsters theme song from the TV show. And then we're going to hear a song called Strange House after that.
Be quiet.
On this spooky edition of Cuckoo Bananas.
Righty no. Hour.
You call yourself spooky.
Spooky.
You're tired of the westerns and the
you went that way.
There's a new kind of show.
show. If you're a boo-boo who watches the zoo, you'll sure be glad to know. If you're tired of detectives and
follow that Blackie Dan,
there's a new kind of show. Watch the super terrifying, everybody's busy dying, TV Monster Show.
We'll be right back. upstairs to the cellar, which was on the top floor. I went down the stairs to the attic, which was on the floor before. I landed in the garden. How I did was a mystery to me. It was strange. I walked down the garden path, found myself sitting on a bed. It was suspended in midair, with no springs, not even any legs. So I laid my head down, went to sleep, hoping I would disappear. It was strange. In his house. I'm back riding in the sky, near my home, I hope that I become awake when I arrive, hoping that this dream has died. If it don't, I know that I will have no peace until I die.
Song. So the song that's coming up is from a video game called Undertale. And basically, from what I understand, you're like in Undertale, you're like a little character walking around. It's like bird's eye view. So you're seeing it from the top. Mm. And there's like bosses and stuff. And all I really have like experienced in Undertale is the music. Like, I've never played it before, yeah. But I know that the music is awesome.
So what song are we gonna hear?
We're gonna hear Ghost Fight by Toby Fox, which is the person who made the music in Undertale. And then we're gonna listen to Ghouls and Ghosts, which is a slightly older video game. And that is made by Tim Fallon, ARR.
That means arranged.
Arranged, and Tim Forsyth.
Yeah, and this version we're going to hear is actually from a Commodore 64 version of the game. I've only ever played it on Nintendo, but this was a Commodore 64 version, and you can kind of tell that it's computer music because it's a lot fancier than like a Nintendo song.
And then after that, it's gonna be Ghosts and Goblins. It's sort of similar to Ghouls and Goblins, but by Mini Bosses.
Yeah, Mini Bosses. We played them on the show before. They're a band that does covers of video game music. Mm-hmm. And Ghouls and Ghosts was the second version of Ghosts and Goblins, which I never really understood as a kid, but as an adult, I just learned that they're all, like, made by the same people.
Yeah.
So, a little bit of video game music, like we always do, on this spooktacular edition of
Cuckoo Bananas.
Thank you.
All right, that was some video game music.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And now we're going to hear two songs about the Boogeyman.
Mm. Boogeyman is pretty creepy. Mm.
Well, Ollie, what do you think of when I say the Boogeyman?
A man that boogies.
Come on.
A man that picks his nose and gets out boogies.
Come on. What do you think, Rowan?
What I think of is a tall, slim man that eats kids at night and comes into their houses.
Jeez Louise, that's a bit dark.
Leaving no trace of them at all.
This is a kids' show, did you know that?
No. Don't scare him half to death.
Well, this first song...
Don't worry, it's not real.
This first song is from a cartoon that you guys have seen before called The Real Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
We've seen it. Maybe not. They have.
Yeah.
Maybe they haven't, but...
And it's from... I think the scariest episode. This is like one of the few episodes that I remember from when I was a kid. And the Boogeyman was this funny looking guy who had a giant head and a little body. He was wearing like a purple outfit. And he would come out of different kids' closets in their bedrooms. But when he went in the closet, back in the closet, he went into this like portal. Like other dimension where he could just go get into any other kid's closet. It's a creepy idea. Think about when you're a kid.
Watch out.
So we're going to hear this pretty catchy song. What I didn't know when I was a kid is that every Real Ghostbusters episode had a song or an original song for it. So this is this song called The Boogeyman by a group called Tahiti.
Tahiti.
Yeah. And then we're going to hear another song called The Boogeyman.
Tequila.
This time by a band called The Cadillacs.
That's a good name.
So let's boogie.
Whoa! Ice water. Is that on your menu?
Okay, and now, boys and girls, it's time for a special spooky story time. What will we hear today, Ollie?
The headless horse. Oh. The miser's gold.
And from which record are we drawing this terrifying tale?
The non-scary ghost stories. Totally non-scary. And get ready for it. I'm assuming the lady's gonna start up again.
If they didn't hear the beginning of the show, they don't know what you're talking about.
What the? Oh my god! Jeez, what the heck? You're so irritating. Well, they do now. and any second now, she's gonna start screaming like crazy.
Mommy, Daddy.
Any second now.
Oh, jeez. Oh, no.
For some people, a dare just can't be turned down. Little Charlie was like that. How he got to be 8 years old, I'll never know, because he was always doing fool things that other fools thought up for him. One rainy night, we were huddled in the leaky shed that my father had nailed together, and we got to talking about the miser's gold. Little Charlie said,
I don't believe that old story. I think he was just a lonely old man, and he didn't have any gold at all.
Just to argue, I said, if he didn't have any gold, then why did some people think he did?
Because some people are just as dumb as you are, and so are all the people who say his ghost haunts the old house. I don't believe in ghosts, and even if there were any, I wouldn't be afraid of them.
Well, what could I say after that? In that case, why don't you just spend the night there and find out? Now, that was all I had to say, and I was sorry I said it. Little Charlie got up.
I'll take your dare, but you're coming with me.
Now, I don't take dares myself, but Charlie had made it a point of honor, and I do take points of honor. So that night, we told our parents we were camping out and headed for the old house. The rain was coming down like it was trying to wash us away, so we were almost glad to get inside that spooky old place. We put our bedrolls on the bare, dusty floor and lay down. All of a sudden, the lantern blew out. Next thing we hear is groans in the next room, then footsteps, heavy footsteps coming closer and closer. The door opened. And standing there in the doorway was an old man with long, stringy hair and burning eyes. He was giving off a strange light, which was why we could see him in the dark. I shut my eyes because I didn't want to see him anymore, but little Charlie spoke up just like he was in the schoolroom.
Good evening, sir.
Have you come for my gold?
The old man whispered.
No, sir.
Little Charlie answered.
Then why have you come?
We came on a dare.
When little Charlie said that, the old man started to giggle.
Dare? Well, that beats anything I ever heard of. Even when I was still alive.
I opened my eyes and the sun was streaming in through the places where boards were off the windows. And there was little Charlie with a big bag in his hand. And you know what? That bag was full of gold. We never told a soul how we found the gold. But I will tell you this. After that, I never cared much for points of honor. And little Charlie swore that he'd never take another dare.
Well, I hope that wasn't too spooky for you boils and ghouls.
Spooky. Spooky.
But we've only got two songs left in this Halloween-y episode. And we haven't even talked about costumes yet. This is going to be a weird Halloween.
Yeah.
But what's your costume idea, Rowan?
I'm just going to be... Just going to wear all my regular clothes.
Okay.
And have a pumpkin head.
Yes. So now we have to figure out how to make a pumpkin head.
In less than 10 days.
In less than 10 days.
Let the games begin. And those other two, they're lucky.
My costume is... This is Oliver speaking. My costume is... It's really weird, but it's a squid head... It's basically a squid wearing a tuxedo. And I look good in tuxedos.
You might be the first person to ever dress up as a squid in formal attire.
Professor Squid.
And Jake, what are you going to be for Halloween?
No, it was Jake speaking and... My costume is going to be... turtle.
Yes, he found the world's cutest turtle outfit. And, geez, that's all the time we have. So we're going to hear John Zacherly sing the weird Watusi. And then we'll close out the show with a little song called The Mad Scientist from the Zanies. And as always, take care out there.
Be quiet!
All right, my dear, come out of your closet. I've got a lovely little dance to teach you. You're the most weird one I know. I don't know who else this dance was written for, my dear. It's the very most for every ghoul and his female ghost.
Weird Watusi.
You're looking more Watusi every minute, my dear. You know this one is hot from coast to coast for every ghoul and ghost. Now you listen to me, my dear. Pay attention. Here we go. Monster, monster, when you do the mash. All you're doing is a lot of trash. You believe that, don't you, my dear? And if you want to be a naughty child, Weird Watusi is really wild.
Weird Watusi.
Not only weird, my dear, like your mother, it's downright spooky, like your brother. Now, just like I told you, it's the most for every ghoul and ghost. Vampire, vampire, when you do the fly, your wings are wasted, waving up in the sky. Put them around the neck of your sweet guy. Weird Watusi means he's goodbye. Goodbye!
Weird Watusi.
I hate to keep repeating myself, my dear, but while you do this dance, I'm reminded that it's the most from coast to coast for every little confounded ghoul and ghost. Are you ready for this? Who needs it, I ask you? Now stay with me, my dear, don't wander off here. Mummy, mummy, please come alive. Leave your coffin and get with the jive. Take your wraps off and shake your bones. That a girl? Weird Watusis for haunting homes. Now I told you before, my dear, you stay right here. Stay right here with me. It's the most this dance from coast to coast. For every golden goat. Are you paying attention, my dear? Come back here. Weird like your whole family, my dear, the whole blooming
They say I'm mad. He's mad, he's mad.
The man is mad.
Monty, yes, fearless leader. Bring the ashes from the crematorium. Pour the hot water over it.
Aha! Instant people!
Boy, is he nuts.
It couldn't be done. They tried to tell me it couldn't be done. They were right. It can't be done. Avoid this man. They got to drop the net over him. Oh, loony!
See, I told you it wouldn't hurt there.
Skeleton flowers. Late October showers bring delicate skeleton flowers. A ghostly sight on Halloween night. They softly glow for hours.
You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Hi, I'm Sandy Horn from The Spoons.
Hi, I'm Ian Thomas.
This is Daniel Lanois.
This is